Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
It's entitled Royal Roots. Royal robes.
I am for attar.
And our text is from Genesis chapter 18, verse 22 to 26. Then the man turned away from there and went towards Sodom, but Abraham stood still before the Lord. And Abraham came near and said, "Would you also destroy the righteous with the wicked?"
Now Abraham Ben wonder will be someone there. What I so what say at saying Zaka as a bonya from Hunana.
Suppose there are 50 righteous within the city. Would you also destroy the place and not spare it for the 50 righteous that are in it?
So when you are saying for a donum economa.
Far be it from you to do such a thing as this, to slay the righteous with the wicked, so that the righteous should be as the wicked. Far be it from you, shall not the judge of the earth do right?
Also, the unparal, they ever far attaining for as one as one for one as same one.
So the Lord said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their
sins.
Verse 32. Then he said, "Let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak but once more. Suppose 10 should be found there." And he said, "I will not destroy it for the sake of 10 righteous people."
Now, Osam said, "Eras mama ubunfu, nemo se eko kroyi bunenye nyimpa idu, atene fu idu okroyi ma, aso ebe se kroyi ana, no mo okenye de, ampare mo kra, de minye atene fu dua, ebe se kroyi."
So the Lord went his way as soon as he has finished speaking with Abraham, and Abraham returned to his place.
Now, waka damansa miwe ni yanko po anu kwan, fano kwan ni Abraham so fano kwan.
This scripture we have just read is talking about Abraham making intercession for a city, two cities actually, called Sodom and Gomorrah.
Now, I am not saying you can come here. Abraham, no origin Zama, or your Sodom, no Gomorrah, Ekrono.
Why did he make intercession for Sodom and Gomorrah? Because his nephew was living there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The first book of the Bible, Genesis, where we have read from, is a prophetic book.
Now, Genesis book, we are book be our incomshe book.
Because God always declares the end from the beginning. So how things begin is a prophecy of how things will end. If you read the Bible, you know that the Bible began with a garden. And if you go to the end of the Bible, it ends with a garden. Because the beginning and the ending is going to be the same.
Now, see, if your Bible is more, or shall say, why are you eating true no more? The Mara, so you know, you know, so no, you should be the Mara. And see, as you're in it, shall say.
And in the beginning, you read in the Bible that man was ruling on the face of this earth. And that is how the world is going to end also. We are going to have people responding to the kingdom message and rising up and controlling things as Adam and Eve were controlling and ruling as kings. The beginning is always the same as the ending.
Na oya ashasano oya otide ewie yi nakasa osanda ye bible ma ashasano yakopon ze oya wiazi nara ozi she adam nansa ye she ewie yi no so ya meze tumu no ba she nyimpa nsa ma nyimpa ezuru damara.
If you know and you believe that the world is coming to an end, then you must get ready for a repetition of the beginning.
Nasa e jisi de oye iwiazi oribe iwe ya. Eno ano bwa mwazina ade ebe jatu mede ma osi ashasano osanaba.
If you believe, for example, that in Acts of the Apostles the church began in power, then you must know that the church age is going to end in power.
Amen.
And the outpouring of the Spirit of God again, because we are still in the last days.
yawa embra ozi ewie yin mo inti sa ewie asuma fon woman na asor no sha se wo tu mo bi na anwoze do inti da ma asor no obo wie nda mo tu na anwoze no na osa na ebe wie.
If you have understood all that I've said, you understand that one of the things that is going to characterize this end time is massive intercession for cities and for nations.
Nasa asima make it or yaza ezimechi ye papa. Ebo wonder azibia ojina wa ye papa po wo ewia yin bring there. Ye be jina wa an yebo tie nwesuo za bompe.
Because Abraham in the beginning, in fact the first person, made a very strong intercession for two cities, for Sodom and Gomorrah.
Into Abraham, all your ashasim bring mono. Ojina wa nipa, ojina wa kwa the ojina na wa we zama all your Sodom in a Gomorrah chrono.
And in the book of Luke chapter 17, Jesus Christ reiterated it from verse 28 when he said that as it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be in the days of the Son of God.
Now, all your Bible, you marry Jesus Christ to see the master me pee. No, kada, them a lot and bringing in the Mara suit no be your area in Brennus.
He says that during that time they were eating and drinking.
Also, the men bring them when now you parents is eating, no, I don't so.
They were selling and buying.
No, what on as in, no, what as so.
Business was going on. They were building and planting.
Now, you may zero quadri, you will sit down with your dear as so.
The Bible says that so shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is going to be revealed. And in our world, we see people doing things, eating and drinking and buying and selling, building and planting, as if there is nothing like eternity. Men are only concerned about their life and their family, how they can secure this, how they can do that, how they can build, how they can do a business, how they can sell, how they can buy. That is the characteristic of our society right now. Jesus Christ predicted it and said that it is going to happen just like the days of Lot. So shall it be in the day of the Son of Man to be revealed.
Nah, that my Lot and bring the year, you know. You pay si sad dan, no water as it, no water as it. Then you part in your team nebusian, no more head, we shall be a yea, obey a baby. Let them bring him in arm, Lot and bring them as in our soul, yea. They just said, Simo do not care. Them a lot and bring no or yea, no. The Mara and the Bra Ozia, yea, I bring a coupon above the Nizino so, obey.
One of the important things that took place during the time of Lot was Abraham praying and interceding that Lord, may Sodom and Gomorrah be saved. Lord, may they not be destroyed. May you spare them and not visit punishment on them because of the way that they are living. And that is what is going to characterize our time also. The Bible makes us to know that God is raising up people who are going to rise up to make massive intercessions for undeserving people like Sodom and Gomorrah.
Now, that may bring in Abraham in China, Ojina ma, oye Sodom, no Gomorrah, Chrono, Ojina ma catching a couple of mama on site, the Mukrono, na embra ya woman, she a couple of mama and Kofubia, now bet them Kofubiaza, Wobbichina, no wa Bompe, and a wizama, oye in Konkra, which are your wish.
And I believe that we should be like Abraham and not say that, okay, God, go and visit them because they are very bad. They don't like you. They don't listen to you. And look at the way they are treating my nephew. He's a righteous man. His soul is vexed all the time. Oh Lord, punish them. Abraham did not do that. He stood and he said, Lord, spare the place. Spare the place.
Now Abraham chine when jina ankade raze mesa nkofi wate te ma wafa se lot kwe mesa ukwete mesa wozi bone rado kwado na pede se wana se wana Abraham jina ankadam ojine no ose yanko pwane de onji kronu.
I believe that interceding for cities and for nations is the first stage in discipling nations as Jesus Christ told us.
Now me Jesus there yeri chine
interceding for cities and for nations is the spirit of what Jesus Christ said when he said that greater works than these that I've done shall they do, because all power has been given unto me and I'm going to heaven. So you should do the greater works.
Now, me just that the man as similar as Jesus Christ, okay, Abra or if you enter my corner there, the mutumi in our zamam, the mutumi, on an hour so to why I'm watching my amisome yen.
Because Jesus Christ only discipled 12 people.
Son of Jesus Christ, I want to offer one way and call for why is in here, Papa.
But he's going and he's saying that you are going to disciple many more people.
Now, Oracono, okay, that one's so about a crappy Zaman.
In the Hebrew, the word greater in what Jesus Christ said, that greater works is the word larger.
Now, say, if you're Hebrew, Casanuma, so what could that be? Be a Kessa or a Zibia Otreye, Papa.
He talks about doing things on a bigger scale.
He
talks about discipling not just some few people, but discipling or pastoring nations.
On your day, every chakra, another area suffer na every shiny poku maybe do. Then when area suffer another area sin in ya, every shiny yaza for nina.
We have the power to pastor nations. In this time, we are not just going to be little people pastoring some little churches somewhere. We are going to pastor whole cities.
Amen. What I mean, bring more young yang in Kwafu Kumabia, Yerisha, I saw Kumabi, the name of Yabayan Kwafu, Yerisha, or yet you crow Akasaka Sado.
Because he said, a larger work shall you do.
Well, son, I just said, in Juma Kasaka, say, in a war bay.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Before Jesus Christ comes, his people must rise up and be able to take nations for him and cities for him using the authority that Jesus Christ had.
Answer Jesus Christ, Baba, no. Our that number was sorry. Now that thing, if it was sorry, Gina, nobody was an archie, a crow, watch it, or you in crow crow, Zimman isn't.
One of the things that took place in the life of Abraham before he entered into interceding for cities and nations, before then he wasn't doing that, was that earlier on in the previous chapter, in chapter 17, God just conferred royalty on Abraham.
Now, say, yes, you are Genesis, a book we are can, baby, I can can, and now, you're going to say, oh, yeah, I him for another, I him to be strong, could be the man Abraham.
How did God confer the royalty on him? He did it by calling Abraham and telling him that your name shall no more be called Abraham or Abram, which means exalted father, but your name is going to be called Abraham. That means a father of nations. A ruler of nations.
Now, Abraham yangu pone fra Abraham no or the son is in no fra no Abraham. Now, Abraham chelo obia wa shan ane ejebia wa shan ma. Now, the son is in by Abraham. Also, the oyeja ocean koko inado.
One of the things that you learn about when you read Abraham is that he was somebody. If God tells him that something, he just implements it straight away.
Now, say Asher Abraham or obia me yangu pone kachano amunu muwara ozido.
So when in chapter 17, verse 4 to 6, God said, look, I have changed your name. Now you are a royal. Now you are in charge of nations. You are going to have kings even coming from you so that you remain as a king and the father of even the king controlling the nation. The Bible says in the next chapter, Abraham put on his royal robes. Yeah. And then he said, Lord, now I am ready to take nations and to take cities because royalty and kingship has been conferred by you upon me.
Into Abraham, who wants to say Abraham, listen, no kada obey a jar, another on hina or washing crow cropy, you don't know. Yakwa, oya nitsuna, otode, oziduna. Amun mohara, Abraham, a fa, oya, and him fata shay. Now, or yame, and who wants shana de on yano.
This thing that Abraham did was very important because only royals have authority over cities and nations.
Now, my Abraham ye or your baby and not Ozimu ye, Papa, or son, I want to wash someone on him, another I him for. I want to walk two or you in crown clothing.
Jesus Christ has made us royals.
Amen. The Jesus Christ, the Marathon of I him so I him for.
He came with the message of the kingdom and saying that all of you You can be kings. I can put a kingdom within you, and you can go about as a king. He said, on all those who think that they are slaves and who think that they are servants of servants, I came with the gospel of the kingdom, that instead of being a slave, you can be a king. Yeah. You can be a leader also. Jesus destroyed every curse with the kingdom message and said that all of you, you can rule as kings in this life.
Na Jesus Christ bear but a son, I am a no way to intimidate you pay a aqua or bear but a son of the day be. I also go to Echina. Now I want what that I am for. Son of them, no obey. Dora Babaye.
Now, before Jesus Christ comes physically in this end time that we are in,
we'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
We must get oriented to ruling in this life with Him.
Answer like Jesus Christ, Baba, no. Order your chassis, you won't dunk or fire, you're busy him.
We must start ruling in the realms of the spirit. We must put on our royal robes and behave like the king's horse and allow the King of Kings to ride us to establish his kingdom wherever his kingdom is not. In our society.
I
came to tell you this morning that put on your royal robes because Jesus has procured those robes for you. God's kingdom must be established everywhere that we are. Where there is suffering, the kingdom of God is not there. Where there is sickness, the kingdom of God is not there. Where there is suffering, there must be comfort. Where there is confusion, there must be peace. Where there are strangers, there must be homes. There must be buildings that these people can come into. Where there is thirst, there must be water. Where there is hunger, there must be food. Where there is imprisonment, there must be ministration.
Amen.
I want us to understand that God has mandated us to go into our world and take the cities for Him. It is only up to you to put on your royal robes. Because some of us, we only like the robe of sonship. But the robe of sonship is not going to enable you to take nations and cities for God. As for Abraham, he could not succeed in preventing the punishment of the people's lives, upon them. But the Bible makes us to know in Hebrews chapter 11 that we are made perfect in our father Abraham. What Abraham could not do, under Christ we are able to do it. Even in fulfillment of what God told Abraham, we are able to rule as royals over cities and nations.
Now my Abraham went to my then my young upon to my Jesus Christ our oceans into.
Jesus has made us kings.
Jesus, why am I him for?
And this morning I'm calling upon you to take on the royal robe and always be clad in your full regalia as a king.
Because
that garment gives you authority over cities and over nations. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you study the Bible, you understand that garments of spirit beings are always described because it tells about the level of their authority, what power they have.
When
the spirit beings appear, the Bible almost always talks about what they are wearing. Jesus himself, his garment was often described. On the Mount of Transfiguration, the Bible says that his countenance changed and his clothes became very
white.
If you read Revelation, the Bible says that he is coming riding upon a white horse and he has a robe or a vesture that has been dipped in blood. And on that robe or on that vesture is written King of Kings. In other words, the robe that Jesus will wear at the back is King of Kings. Maybe at the front is Lord of Lords. It is just telling you that in order for him to take the nations and rule as a king, he must be clad, robed like a royal. In order for him to fight national battles and win, he has to be a royal. What gives him authority over nations to take it up and to succeed in the battle is the garment that he is wearing. There are many angels that the Bible describe. In fact, the clothing that they are wearing is the first thing that the Bible describes, that they were wearing this. I was somewhere last 2 weeks or so with one of the elders of this church. And when we got to the place, I saw a very beautiful girl. In fact, she is so young, you even look older than her. She appears like a very young SSS student. I believe maybe right after SSS, maybe she went into the profession that she was in.
In
fact, when I saw the dress that she was in, I was sad. I was sad because I think that was my first instinct. And I whispered to this elder that, oh my God, this girl, perhaps she could have gone on to better her education.
Now, as some catch us, so paying out some in chain there, oh, the me rabbi.
Because it was obvious that she at school, the girl looked intelligent. So I went into conversation with her. And she was so soft-spoken. It made me sadder. I felt that this work that this girl is doing, who advised her? Because can she do it? The way she speaks.
Osana, the maid woman na irabe oriye. You be some order obotu waya na osana me soka san no ye bro.
A car came and came to park around the place that they should not park.
Na car be beba park o baby and come wado osuwo.
This girl was sitting on a stool. She just got up and in her soft spoken voice said, "Move the car from that place."
Na irabe sorry, no go be jina ho.
And she was given like 5 people who were parking in those places, and every time she would get up and say, "Move the car."
I
wonder whether they hear her because the voice is so soft. But every time she rises up and she does this, they all obeyed, elderly people. her fathers, her big brothers, achieved, people who have achieved. You look at somebody and say, no, this guy, he has gone places. And this girl just says,
na ma ye bu hui de se rabe so jina ho ogbo na nu po motun inside na ida da ba ida ka ibo ko de ana ibo ko de enko afo wozimu ye obutu wa ye ne papa ana ni nuanu peyinfu won yinara wo bo mazina wote na asam.
How come everybody was obeying the girl?
Oh ya dana da enko funya wote rabe.
It is not her personality, believe me.
Anya me sa na bobi utinta.
It is not her voice, believe me.
Anya me sa nenze tinta.
It is because she was wearing a police uniform.
Na ma me kind of me rabe.
And the authority and the power she was wielding was not in her personality. It was in the robe or the garment that she was wearing. And I want you to know a spiritual thing. Your authority, your sonship is not something that you carry everywhere. There are times you have to put on a certain robe. Because the devils and the principalities of the nations and the cities, they may think that they can have you easy. When they look at you, when you became a Christian, and whether you know the Bible or not, but once you are clothed in your royal robes, you can just talk to the prince that is ruling a nation and a city and just do this move. And because you are royal, because of the robe you are wearing, they will recognize the robe and they will all bow. Not because of your personality, because you are clad in your full royal regalia. And it does not matter how small you are, you can stand up to a principality and to a power that is controlling a city and say that move from here, you are an alien. I don't want you around this place.
Now, my mitches in there. A rabbit on your nan, miss, and no bobby or say. Another miss, I know your fuel fence. No mom, atarana, nana, or shano. Now, make a rabbit is your police atar. Damara, and my uncle upon Afrahini. Say, baby, I able cobiara. Say, I best shay, and I am for atarana. You're about to be a cassacha, or you're soon to my firm. The one I was in crowd, you're about to my cassacha one. And I'm about to be at saying, yes, I want to do. Now, I wonder why you be a so obey.
Jesus has conferred that garment that status upon us.
Jesus is the man at Terry or Zashen.
If you see a judge, I was somewhere with another elder.
Now, my son called baby Bio, not me, I saw paying him.
And it was a court kind of situation.
Now, your call baby was our son.
And there was this policeman who was there, he was had handcuffs here and things like that, removing people's handcuffs and things like that. When the court session was over, I don't know whether they had a room there, but this gentleman had gone to change his policeman. He had changed everything. In fact, like I saw him in about 7 minutes or so, I know him because I've interacted with him before. And then I saw him in this military, civilian clothing, and the guy's authority had been stripped from him just by changing his clothes.
Now, I'm a baby. I don't know what's that, Sam. Now, I'm a police for war or your court demo one. I know what's a handcuff or certain cough for one, sir. And I will eat beef in cough for one, sir. Now, I brought a Jumazen query in Mamu Yander. The mini pay walk for them. The way can you the police at all? No, the wash at every beer at them will be over court war or shatter. The Mamu Yander, I'm going to go either tumor. What's happening? Because the police at any shanty, Mutu no if in, sir.
He looks so ordinary. If you didn't know he was a policeman, you could just and slap him.
Now, I had to know, Biara, no so horrible court will be, and can you hear what?
In the realms of the spirit, the robe you are wearing matters.
Now, was so smart for me, no, at Tara, I shall know here, ye papa.
Daniel was royalty.
Now, Daniel, no, you'll be all here and him for.
If you understand, in the book of Daniel, chapter 1, verse 3, Nebuchadnezzar said, go and bring me young men who are royals, who were in the line to be kings in Israel, and let them come so that I train them to be kings and make them eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon at that time. Daniel, the Bible says that they went to handpick them. These were people who were being trained to be kings. They had, although they were little boys, but they were thinking like kings. They were royals. They had authority. No wonder Daniel was so successful in the battles of Israel, right in Babylon. He could turn a whole nation's destiny around just because he was a royal and he was always clothed in his royal robes.
na yɛhwɛ bible mu a ɔyɛ ɔhene Nebukadnezar biribi soe a ɔsoma no nkurɔfoɔ no dɛ wɔnkɔ kuro no mu na wɔnkɔfa ɔyɛ mberɛnteɛba a wɔsisi do a wɔbɛyɛ ahemfo na no wɔ mu koro nye Daniel na ɛhwɛ Daniel tu mu bɔ mpɛe na ɔsesa nkuro bi ne hyɛbere ɔsan na atare a na ɔhyɛ nti.
So if you look at them making great intercessions and succeeding, it's just because they know that they have authority over nations. They put on that robe and they lift up their voice and say, Lord, touch our nation, touch our continent. And that little voice is going to bring major changes in the realms of the spirit because demons will recognize that this is a prince, this is a king. You came from
heaven. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.